Freedom is priceless. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's President Biden's message, taking a surprise trip today to Ukraine.
It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
Going to Kyiv days before we mark 1 year since Russia invaded.
But Russia's aim was to wipe Ukraine off the map. Putin's war of conquest is failing.
And the president detailed more American military aid. He wasn't supposed to leave the U.S. till tonight, going to Poland. So how did he leave yesterday? Secretly going to a war zone with no U.S. troop support? Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer says.
Traveling party accompanying the president was extremely small as well, consisting basically of a handful of his closest aides, a small medical team, photographer, and the security package.
President Biden took a train from Poland, according to the New York Times. And as he walked the streets of Kyiv, you can hear it right now, air raid sirens were wailing, warning of possible incoming, even though we can now report the U.S. gave Russia a heads up about this visit.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey in Warsaw, where the president will be later today after he left Kyiv. More than 2 weeks after the fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, spewing toxic chemicals and smoke, some residents who complain of sickness are hiring lawyers, not believing tests showing the air and water are safe.
In a letter, Pete Buttigieg, President Biden's transportation secretary, he wrote Norfolk Southern CEO saying, quote, Norfolk Southern must live up to its commitment to make residents whole and must also live up to its obligation to do whatever it takes to stop putting communities such as East Palestine at risk. Norfolk Southern CEO returned here Saturday. The railway has been handing out $1,000 checks, but only to people in the East Palestine zip code.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Turkey, touting the U.S. humanitarian response to the earthquake 2 weeks ago that caused devastation in Turkey and Syria and almost 45,000 deaths. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Well, Ukraine is in the spotlight with President Biden's trip there today ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. North Korea once again makes news.
North Korea today fired off two short-range ballistic missiles. This is the North's second weapons test in just 3 days. And it also comes after international concern grew last week that Pyongyang would resume its weapons tests. According to officials in Japan and in South Korea, today's missile flew more than 210 miles toward Japan. Tokyo has requested an emergency meeting with the United Nations Security Council. And the militaries of South Korea and the U.S. will hold a tabletop exercise this week at the Pentagon in the U.S. to discuss North Korea's nuclear threat. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
As it continued pushing Congress to ban TikTok over concerns the social media app is a security threat. Its parent company is Chinese-owned, and the FBI says it's collecting information on users and putting out content to manipulate them.
The leading Republican and Democrat on the House China Committee have put forward a bill that would bar TikTok in the U.S. unless it sells to an American or European company.
Congress has already banned TikTok on U.S. government-issued phones and devices, and dozens of U.S. states have done the same.
In addition to those national security concerns, law enforcement officials say TikTok is increasingly being used by adult predators to lure children, according to reporting from the Wall Street Journal. Despite both concerns, the social media company has been trying to strike a deal with U.S. officials to keep operating here. The company tells us its latest proposal would allow an American third party to oversee its algorithm.
That's Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble at the U.S. Capitol. This week, the Supreme Court will hear cases related to social media companies and whether YouTube and Twitter can be held responsible for terror content. On Wall Street, nothing. No trading on this President's Day holiday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.